Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas for green living as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your hosts, Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
So, I see you got the sun in your eyes.
I do. I'm blinded by this wonderful sun. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Hour.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, we just had fun rocking out for an hour and screwing up on the board there. But now we've got Jesse at the helm, so I think we're in better shape.
Why doesn't she get on the helm earlier?
And we have Green Dude Doug in the studio again.
Geez, I'm not green.
You're not green. Why are you not? You ride a motorcycle.
I feel green.
Anyway, you look green. This is Green Diva Meg.
Green Dude Scott.
And whatever you are.
Uncle Buggy Green Dude.
And Jesse, Silent Jesse will wave to everybody.
Wave.
Use your imagination. She's adorable. We have a
She really is.
Packed show tonight.
She has more fans than we do.
I know. Everybody loves Silent Jesse. Yeah, it's become a thing. Anyway, we have our Green Diva correspondent tonight is Sandy Holtzman from New York, founder and president of Holtzman Communications. She's in the thick of a lot of green tech and clean tech businesses,
which is just
New York.
Going crazy in the last year and a half.
She's like on the board of the clean tech corridor thing in New York, and well, she'll tell us a little bit about what she's doing there. Then we have our interview guest is Lily, the founder and head farmhand. I love her title, head farmhand of Lily Organics Fresh Skincare. She's a farm out in Colorado. She's growing beautiful herbs and fun things, and making organic fresh skincare products, which, by the way, I've been using for the past month, and no kidding, I am not exaggerating, at least 5 people have said to me, God, you've got such beautiful skin.
Whoa.
And I think I have it on record, because when we had the girls in the studio, remember we had the G2 Organics gals?
Yes.
And they're very
fashionable. Can't wait for them to come back.
And they're so fashionable. And, well, Cherie is a model, you know, she's this beautiful woman, and she just kept saying, oh, your skin's so beautiful. And I thought, well, coming from Cherie, that must mean something.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's this Lily Organics.
Hey, that's just the, you know, that's what we were talking about that night.
And clean living.
Yeah.
And clean
chemicals on your skin, you get what you get.
Yeah.
Organics on your face.
Well, you know, and it's beauty from the inside out. I try to eat well. I try to, you know, treat
my... it is a full package.
It's a whole
You can't
thing.
Just slather that stuff on your face and expect it to work.
Slather. Slither. Anyway.
Or grow a beard.
We also have just so much going
way
on.
Way easier.
Oh, wait. I'm going to start coughing now, you guys. Stop that.
Ricola.
Stop that.
Our new sponsor.
Ricola. I know. I think we do need to.
We wish.
Because, like, for the past month, I've been, you know, coughing up fur balls.
Fur balls?
And keep talking about my... See? Doug started. You just say
no,
the
that
word
was
cough.
He took a drink.
Oh. I know. We're drinking beer up here now.
I was going to say, I was joking on my herbal drink.
And let me correct that. We're not drinking beer. You're drinking beer, and I'm watching. It is entertaining, I will say that.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, the big news for us is that we are partnering up with some websites, some marvelous websites that are doing a lot. Well, they're a little better at the traffic thing than me, and they're devoted to news and keeping content going. Anyway, our first big partner that we're signing up with is ecoseed.org. And what's really neat about EcoSeed is that they're an international site. And they have a very well-rounded, their content and news is very balanced. There's a lot of variety in the news they're offering. And,
well, the one thing I like in looking at their site is they're actively involved in the education of today's youth. And this is where this whole thing's going to really work out, when we start educating the youth today about what is wrong and what's right about how we're taking care of our planet and our surroundings. And they're involved in this.
Yes, they are. And so they are international, and they have a very, you know, of course the U.S. is the highest number, the highest percentage of folks that go to their site are from the U.S., but then Europe is the next largest, and they have quite a large Asian contingency. So it's very nice. I like the idea that we'll be reaching and connecting with folks around the planet a little bit more. Although we do have fans in Australia, and just someone from New Zealand. Actually, there's been a whole contingent of people from the UK following me on Twitter now, and someone from New Zealand found me, and you know, it's very
And you can too.
And ladies in Australia, you're talking about Steve?
Australia. Yeah. Yeah, Steve. Yes, our friend Steve. Steve Lemkow. Yes. And he's going to call in one
of
these
Steve,
days.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
He listens. He comments. He's actually sent a really complimentary. He listened to like the whole show for the first time.
Yeah.
Even though he's been listening to the show for 2 years, supposedly.
Well, with the podcast.
With the podcast, it enables people to really
have a year now
pay attention when they have time to sit and pay attention,
right.
Which is nice.
He'll be here within the next 3 weeks.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's coming to have Easter with us, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
I think he should come to the show.
Well, I told him I wanted him to call in from New Zealand, Australia. But
and what time is it right now?
Yeah, they're like 12, 13 hours.
Yes.
Ahead or behind?
Ahead. 12 ahead.
I get very confused.
Well, when it's 12 hours, it almost doesn't matter.
So,
well, unless it's New Year's or a holiday of some kind and you're traveling to Guam.
All we know is
and
that
you
when,
end up
when we're up,
New
he's
Year.
Asleep.
Ah.
I tried not to cough into the microphone. Yeah, I know.
I need more beer.
I know. Oh, my God. So, anyway, I just want to shout out to ecoseed.org. And pretty soon, our podcast will be on their site as well. So people will find us there. But I want our listeners now to go check them out and, you know, learn a little bit more.
How do they do that?
Sign language work on the radio?
Yeah, not you have to understand it. You're giving me signals I don't get.
Well, that's a W. Is the website up now so people can see where to go?
Ecoseed.org.
Ecoseed.
Ecoseed.org.
There you go.
Yes, Jesse did that. Ecoseeds. Jesse did that for us. And we have several other sites that are on board, but they're not up and running yet. So we'll have more big news next week, and we're very excited to have these partners and bring the show out to a little bit more folks, more of an audience.
We're spreading.
They even got me listening.
It's like a virus. Yeah, I know. What are we going to do?
What's that?
So, what else? Now, I wanted to just mention this tragedy that's going on and unfolding still in Japan. Not only did they get hit with a massive earthquake, and by the way, there's no society on Earth more prepared for this than Japan.
Well, that's what's kind of scary.
And they were still devastated.
Well, yes. I mean, the infrastructure was definitely rocked back, and their power grid was severely damaged with a reactor that was taken offline. And of course, not only taken offline, but they actually were unable to, because of the loss of their power, this is what is bizarre to me, because of the loss of the power, they were unable to, I mean, it was a double whammy, because they have generators that run the cooling system.
But the generators got flooded by the tsunami, didn't they?
No, they lost power to the generators that would have continued the cooling of these fuel rods.
Well, even the spent fuel rods sit in water to remain cool.
Yes.
And they are now also. And then I guess they were concerned because they were piping in salt water, and the salt water was going to clog the
the
pumps.
Well, that it will have to be completely rebuilt. There's no doubt about that.
But what I want to know is how do they stop this nightmare from continuing? And apparently these brave men and women that are going in and you know, getting shipped out to the hospital periodically because they've been exposed.
They will be heroes. There's no doubt about that, because their exposure is going to be a serious issue.
So now, it brings up the concern of, you know, is nuclear energy really a safe transition? Now, we know we need to transition. We're not going to just, you know, ditch coal and oil today.
Well,
and we're not ready for
that. Is nuclear energy safe? Yes, it is. Is it clean? Not necessarily.
Well, when it's good, but when it's bad, it's disastrous.
Spent fuel rods.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, their half-life is extensively long, and they in the notes that I, you know, what I was looking through today, every 12 to 18 months, they replace a third to a quarter of those rods, depending
on
the
rods. Did you see the amount of spent rods?
Right.
You know, I thought, well, that's a lot.
Well, that's for each reactor.
And they have to keep them cool.
And they have to be stored. Yeah. Well, you have to understand, a spent rod, even though hugging one at night, every night, would be dangerous. I mean, and they are radioactive. They're not clean. They are radioactive, but it's not like one falls off a truck on the way to the, you know, dump. that everybody's going to die the next day. No, it's not that much radiation. They are spent fuel. They're waste. That's the issue. They're waste that has to be stored, sealed.
Safely.
And kept cool because they continue to be hot. For, I think it's up to 20 years, they're hot.
It's kind of bizarre.
So what's so clean about it?
It doesn't seem like a sustainable way to maintain energy to me.
Wind and solar.
Well, yeah.
Let that reaction take place,
don't we have to transition?
Planet.
I mean, come on. It's not
realistic. Don't forget water.
Yeah, and water. And, hydro.
Oh, using water? Well, only 2% of our water. Oh.
I'm talking about water power.
Yeah, water power. Hydroelectric, which they're starting to reinstate in some places because they had one up in the Berkshires on Housatonic River.
Well, yes,
and
I understand
reinstated it. They rebuilt it.
Well, that's
you
good.
Heard that, I know.
But
I
you do understand, I mean, even out at sea, where they use the motion of the ocean.
Did you just make a little rhyming
that's
thing?
That's right.
There?
I thought you were going to jump on it.
That's pre-hip-hop, by the way.
Pre-hip-hop.
Use the motion of
but
the
you
ocean,
understand that they
baby.
Can. They have been using that to generate power at places, too. I mean, all this stuff that, takes place on the planet every day can be used to generate a great deal of power.
And there's this biogas stuff, like, somehow using soil and composting wood can create energy, apparently.
Well, of course
methane.
It can.
Don't forget the methane gas.
The methane gas, use all the farting cows to, create energy.
Well, I haven't really looked into the subject much myself, but I don't know what it takes to create the rods that they use. But uranium is a natural substance. We don't create the stuff. We just harvest it and put it to use, right?
It is mined, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like we don't create the stuff. So
that's just the point. I mean,
so it's sort of like using wind power as long as you can harness it and keep it safe, right?
Well, it's sort of like wind power, except for that there's a huge waste factor.
I know, but it exists anyway.
I think uranium in the earth is not as dangerous.
No, of course,
when you bring it up.
Yeah. Well, there's what's called background radiation that's around us every day.
Yeah, of course. The sun creates radiation, for God's sake.
Well, soil.
For heaven's sake.
I mean, it's all around you. Soil, rocks.
Gosh, darn.
I mean, there's radiation all around us. But it's in such small amounts that it's naturally occurring that it's not an issue for you. It's not medical.
Now, we're going to suspend the conversation because Sandy is calling in from New York. New York.
New York. Hi.
Hey, Sandy.
How are you?
And I'm just going to remind our audience, this is Sandy Holtzman. And do you call yourself president, founder of Holtzman Communications?
President and founder of Holtzman Communications.
I got it right. I didn't know whether you liked the CEO thing. I wasn't sure.
I don't care.
Okay. And she's also an
Madam
author.
President.
An author and a Renaissance woman with many hats. But one of the things that you've been doing, and you can articulate it better than me, is working with the Clean Tech Corridor in New York, correct?
I was one of the founders of Clean Tech Corridor, and now I'm one of the founders also of something called New York City Clean Tech Opportunities.
All right.
Yeah, and our next meeting is April 5th from 5 to 9 p.m., and we're going to feature three companies called Geoenergy Enterprises, CO2 Bird Biotech, and Solar ETC. So if people, admission is free, but you have to reserve in advance. So if you want to give my email address, they can email me, and then I'll take it from there.
Do you want to give people your email address?
Sure.
Online, on air here?
Sure. Let me spell it. It's SHOLTZMAN@HOLTZMANCOM.com.
SHOLTZMAN@HOLTZMANCOM.com.
That's it.
And we've just posted it on our playlist here if anybody wants to, check it out later.
Wonderful. Thanks. And tonight I want to talk about two things, two interesting things going on around the city. One is a company, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, Megan. It's a tea company called...
Anybody that knows me knows that I only drink two things, water and tea.
There's water in tea.
And there's water in tea, so it's
tea,
a lot of water. A little flavor.
So this company is interesting. It's called special-t-shop.com. And the owner is Roger Stahl, and he lives in Long Island. But Roger has been passionate and knowledgeable about specialty teas for over 17 years, and he's learned, gotten his training and experience through extensive travel in China, Taiwan, Malaysia, Thailand, and Africa. So he's a maven of all teas.
Wow.
And the tea is, as you know, is sustainable because it's a plant. It puts nitrogen in the soil and oxygen in the air. And his teas are very, very delicate. They're all organic, and they're super organic. And I'm not sure what that means. I forgot at the moment.
But do you know if the does biodynamic ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
But
just
I guess that might be super organic.
Could be.
You'll have to check the site, or you'll have to talk to Roger. But and all his organic, unflavored teas are kosher. So
nice
for whatever for whoever needs that. And it's just an added bonus. And then they and what makes them a little different is they package their teas. I'm sorry.
No, the boys are talking. They're behaving badly.
Oh, they're talking about kosher water.
Should we go in a corner?
Yeah, go in a corner. Quiet. We're listening to Sandy. Sorry.
They're drinking another kind of brew.
Yeah, exactly.
See? Shush about that now.
I was listening. I know.
I think it's organic, by the way.
It is organic. That makes it okay.
Go ahead, Sandy. Sorry.
So anyhow, all their teas are packaged under USDA guidelines in the country of origin, and this prevents contamination and infestation during shipping, so the stuff comes fresh and clean.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And next time we see each other, which seems to be rare these days.
No, I'm coming in next week.
Excellent. I will bring some of the tea with me.
Ooh, goody.
And we can share some mint tea.
Excellent. Yeah, but I've been kind of, you know, trying to beg samples since you told me about this company.
What's a good sign?
I'll give you some of mine.
Scott, you're like yelling from the
I'm
middle of the room.
You told me to walk around the room here. You told me to go sit in a corner, so I went and sat in a corner.
So he's yelling from the corner of the room.
Yeah, summer's coming. What's a good sun tea?
Oh, you mean like an iced tea that you can make out in the sun in the I don't know, mint. Sandy mentioned mint tea, and I think
absolutely.
Mint.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Minty tea.
Exactly. With lots of ice.
Okay. Now tell us, there's something else you were going to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of my friends, Rob Spear, is involved in this new game called Green Madness. And he wants everybody to go and play. And the guys may be interested in this if they're basketball people. It's a way to have fun and save the earth and help stop global warming all in one. And it's done via your own green actions. You know, start with your own area of the earth, your own patch of the earth. And so he advises that you join a team, and you participate. And it's like the basketball playoffs. And it's pretty simple. You log onto the site. You commit to a green action, such as unplugging your electronics when you're away from home or taking public transport. Something that's doable. And every time you check in an action as being completed, you score points for your team.
All right.
And like the Sweet 16, every week a team is eliminated, which is similar to the playoffs.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's cute. And it doesn't cost anything, and it really gets everybody involved on a level that they can handle without stress.
And it's kind of fun and entertaining. And well, you'll probably learn, because you're looking at what people are doing.
That's a great idea. Remember, we had our junior Green Diva discussing the unplug.
Yeah. But that was just one example. Now, tell us again what the website is.
I didn't tell you the first time,
me
tell you.
I thought I missed it.
It's, my fault. It's www.greenmadness.org.
Okay, we got it.
Sounds like it should be like a reality TV show.
Oh, it may be.
Maybe it's the beginning. And then on Earth Day, they're going to announce the winning team.
I'm joining a team. Or maybe we should make a Green Diva team.
Oh, that sounds good.
Can we make a team?
Sure.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
We win.
You're going to win hands down.
That's right.
I doubt it. I don't know. You'd be awfully surprised. Yeah, Scott looks incredulous over there.
Uh-oh.
Those are all really great things. You're in the mix of everything going on in New York.
It's fun.
New Yorker through and through, you are.
I am. It's fun and it's exciting.
Well, I'm so glad you called, and the timing is perfect. You got ripped off a couple of weeks ago when I had to cancel or something. So,
not a problem.
We're happy we could get you in.
Thank you. Me too. It's great to talk to you.
And you'll be back. You're on the schedule for another, you know, 3-4 weeks or something like that.
I think I am, and I have a couple of other really interesting companies lined up.
Oh, good.
I can't wait to tell you about them.
You're such a good girl. You're doing your homework all in advance.
I'm trying.
How unusual.
I'm trying.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Hey, you're welcome. Great to speak to you, Megan. Nice to meet you guys.
Bye, Sandy.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
You know, New York has done an awful lot, and there's so many good things going on in New York.
Yeah.
Of course, there's the issue with the bike lanes, which will never, never end.
I always joke
over
around
bike lanes.
When it comes to business, Sandy Holtzman is like the center of the networking universe, particularly in New York, Manhattan. She's really in the middle of things. So I love it because every other day from her, I get this introduction to somebody. And I've met some fascinating people and worked with people through her.
Well, it's the center of the green. You know, the green movement there.
Yeah. She's really into the scientific, the sort of clean tech.
Well, I'd be kind of interested to know more. I read a little bit about the retrofitting and the reworking, essentially, of the entire Empire State Building.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the green technology that went into that. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, that in itself is a big story.
And it'll be interesting to see what the new Trade Center buildings have to offer in green technology.
And the new cabs.
Yes.
The new fleet of electric cabs.
Yeah, but you can't hear them before they hit you.
Well, that's a cyclist complaint, too.
Yeah, I know. That is a problem.
But you can hear the drivers, though.
He's screaming, yeah. Get out of the way!
They're talking on their phones. Yeah.
Okay. I think we should play a couple of tunes. And I had a crazy couple of weeks, but one of the most fun things we got to do, and I'm being really sarcastic, is poor Wayne got an ambulance ride to the hospital for a very bad bout of vertigo that was very frightening. But when, you know, all the things they test you for when you have those symptoms are so scary that when they said it was vertigo, we're like, oh, okay, that's not so bad.
And it was a hybrid ambulance, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, right, that's funny. Yeah, biodiesel.
We won't go over other family members.
So anyway, I'm just saying that in advance because I've got some Dizzy inspired music.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Dizzy.
I'm glad he's doing well.
I thought you said Disney inspired music.
No, Dizzy.
Disney
Listen
music.
Up, folks. We'll be
For
back.
For some of us,
Stay
it's
tuned.
The same thing.
Like the music? If you're listening to a podcast, you won't be able to hear it.
Sorry.
To hear Green Diva tunes, you have to listen every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now more from Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
Hey.
I've got my Ricola.
You got your Ricola on. I didn't even get a message on. I didn't even get a shout out.
I know. That. Welcome back.
I'm not talking anymore.
All right. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And
belligerent,
the guy who won't be mentioned.
Belligerent Scotty over there.
Oh, well.
Right. Anyway, I just want to mention our website, which I've been neglecting horribly, thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com. Yeah, I have to do the shameless
plug.
No,
it's not shameless, no.
I know. But you know what? Facebook, we need love, man. We need love. Folks, if you're listening, find us on Facebook. All you got to do is search Green Divas Radio Show, and you will find us. And we need the love. We need the love. So what were we talking about before? We were talking about the
I don't know, you
Japanese.
Put me in a car.
I know. I you were being a bad boy. We were talking about the nuclear question now, which is coming up because of all the stuff that's been going on in Japan. You know, the debate has heated back up about whether nuclear energy is a safe,
it is safe
alternate source.
Let's not get too far away from that. I mean, okay, there was an earthquake. They lost not only power from their own plant, but they lost the ability to cool the rods. Now, as we know,
hopefully they'll learn from that.
Right. Well, everybody should.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and they are. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has already sent people over there to find out what happened. Now, Three Mile Island, I mean, Chernobyl, different, each one of those was different
right.
causes.
Yep.
Well, Chernobyl was because they again, lost the ability to cool the rods.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a huge issue. And they, I mean, there's backups to backups. But, you know, an earthquake like that, now, like we were saying before, in Japan, they lead the technology when it comes to earthquake proof.
Sure.
And that was seen.
And by the way, they did have an 8-second warning. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They have a system which we have not implemented in this country yet. It's an incredibly expensive and advanced technology, and it only gives you about an 8 to 10 minute lead time. But it was enough for some people and companies to be able to secure certain things. You know, they only had 8 to 10 seconds, but I guess 8 to 10 seconds is a lot.
That's enough time to say, booger.
Oh, poo, yeah.
Oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
But I mean, the point I'm trying to make is it safe? Maybe not. I mean, I have to argue the point moreover, though, that it's not as clean as it was supposed to have been. The amount of the size of the grid that a nuclear power plant can feed is much larger than
right. We have not been able to adapt.
What we're talking about.
Yeah, we have not been able to adapt, you know, wind farms into large scale.
Right. Well, I have mentioned before, when it comes to solar power and even wind generation, there's no reason why you can't have local co-ops for these energy sources.
Right.
I mean, it is done. I mean, now you can, in New Jersey, as we know, you can buy from different companies. You buy your energy from different companies, just like you can buy your phone service from different companies. There's now more competition
right.
in New Jersey.
Right.
And you should really look at it. Go online and find out who's selling this energy, because you can get a discount on your energy.
Yeah.
But and there's no reason why we can't co-op these smaller, you know, solar farms.
Right. Well, I think New Jersey, I know Corzine had started, I don't know what Christie's doing with it, but had started plans for one of the biggest offshore wind farms.
Right. Well, that's been in the works. That was in the work before Christie, but...
Yeah, no, I said Corzine started it. Right, I don't know what Christie's doing with it, because he's kind of
shooting
everything
down. Right.
destruction of all that fun stuff. Is Lily called? Oh, I just want to say real quick that Green Diva Lisa checked in. She texted me. She can't listen to the show because she's in traffic in Seattle. Our little wanderlust Green Diva out there said to say hello to everyone. So hello from Green Diva Lisa. And now I think we're going to get on the air here with Lily, the founder and head farmhand of Lily Organics Fresh Skincare. Lily, are you there?
I am. Hi.
I just love your head farmhand title. It's really wonderful.
Well, thank you. I wish it was more of a euphemism, but unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah, no.
I have a little one guy that helps me out, and just me and him.
Well, I totally get that, and I saw pictures of you. You know, you look beautiful and healthy out there on the farm, and I get this sort of farm girl envy, but it's sort of a fantasy, because I kind of know in reality, if I were on a farm for like a week doing what you do, I'd probably be dead. You know,
you wouldn't be
I
dead.
Would.
All that fresh air and sunshine and dirt under your nails.
I know. Seriously. And you know what? It's some days you really are working out there, and you're thinking, oh, my God, how could life be better than this?
Yeah, yeah.
And then some days, it's more when you're thinking about having to go out there, you're like, oh, my God, how could this be so hard?
Right, yeah.
So you kind of vacillate between, and, you know, I grew up on a farm, and I spent my entire childhood dreaming and wishing I was not on it, and then I moved to the big city, and, you know, never looked back until I needed organic ingredients, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, I do know how to do this.
right. So you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Ironic, isn't it?
It is. You know, my dad, if he was alive, would just die, because, you know, I spent my... Really, I was like, I hate this farm, because he thought every holiday, every Saturday, every weekend was to work. So,
yeah.
Like, no fun.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how we do end up, you know, we rebel against our parents' thing, like, you know. And then I'm a mother, so at some point I went, oh, my God, I've become my mother, you know.
But you all do.
But we do.
We all do. We all become our parents.
We all end up. And hopefully we take the best of what our parents have to offer and make it better.
Well, it's always the best.
Right.
Make it different.
That's like the thing we do anyway.
Oh, so someone from your organization or whoever does your PR sent out some samples.
Yeah.
And this lovely, I know, Scott's looking forlorn because I didn't share.
Hey, where's my samples?
No.
Uh-oh.
And I was very, I told her, I said, look, I'm old. I need that wrinkle stuff. So she sent me, and I have sensitive skin, she sent me this beautiful treatment, the sensitive skin care, whatever, for, you know, anti-wrinkle, old people.
Yeah.
And I have been getting, and I'm not kidding, so many comments on my skin.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'm just glowing, and that's all your fault.
That's what we love to hear. You know, that's how I got into this. Is I literally people think I'm joking about this, too. I literally did not get invited to the prom in high school because I had such terrible acne. And my parents seemed to scrape enough money together to get me to the doctor, the dermatologist. However, they never had any money to fulfill the prescriptions, which ended up to be a good thing because, of course, the prescription back then in the 70s was tetracycline and all those antibiotics that, you know, we found out 20, 30 years later you really don't want to be taken. So, but, yeah, that really was how I got started, was just this terrible, but that cyst acne that hurts to the touch.
Yep.
If you touch them, it's like, ow.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you were inspired because whatever you're doing. Now, and I'm one of those people that I'm like a canary in a coal mine. And I've had hundreds, literally hundreds of people send me samples of so-called, quote, organic face care products. And I still break out. And I have to be very, very careful because, of course, you know, you can say organic and some certain compounds are organic, but they're not really great for me. I'm just very sensitive. And your products, they're great. I don't have any. So if I can do it, I'm telling you, anybody can enjoy this stuff.
Well, I'm just so glad you enjoy them because that's why we work so hard. It's like our job to make America beautiful.
Make me smile more because I feel pretty.
Right. Well, and you know, I mean, you know, people think this is somewhat frivolous, you know, the whole skincare business and trying to look better, but actually, I mean, it's really fundamental to our well-being that, you know, we just kind of look as good as we can. I mean, you know, I've accepted a long time ago I don't look like Cindy Crawford, and, you know, that's the way it is. But I want to look my best, you know?
Well, I've seen pictures of you, and you're absolutely beautiful, so I don't know what you're talking about. But you know, one of the things we talk about a lot here is, you know, we go to great lengths to maybe clean up all the cleaning products and toxins out of our cleaning routines, or we eat organic food, why would we then put all kinds of chemicals on our skin, which is our biggest organ, right?
Right, right, right. And, you know, it's really, when I started this 25 years ago, people really just thought I was, they used to call me a woo-woo chick from Boulder. Well, first of all, I'm not from Boulder. I'm 20 miles east of there, which doesn't sound like far, but sociologically, demographically, it might as well be a million miles in terms of we are a farming community here, you know, and so, and I'm not really very woo-woo per se. I just, you know, well, I am kind of now, but I didn't used to be.
At least you'll admit it now, right?
Well, I really wasn't. I just wanted good-looking skin. That's all I really cared about, and then everything else kind of came later with sort of, it was kind of became a package. But, you know, having good skin is just, you know, so important. And being able to look in the mirror and you know, we're not, I mean, I'm still not always so thrilled, but at least, you know, you don't have these terrible, and like I said, I can deal with a pimple or two. That doesn't even disturb me. But I mean those cyst acne and
right.
we just want to look good.
But I really relate to the whole idea of being accused of being woo-woo, because I was always accused of being earthy crunchy, earth mama.
Hold on.
I'm not.
I got to stop you.
What?
What is woo-woo?
I know what she means. She means earthy crunchy, kind of out there space, you know.
Right.
Am I right? I mean, new age,
hippie?
Flaky, hippie.
Yeah, hippie. Oh. Yeah, flaky.
Well, turns out you're all right. You're all correct about what you were thinking in the first place, and everybody else is, their body's going to fall
apart. But part
of
why I call myself the Green Diva is because it's sort of, you know, a silly joke, but it's because I'm not. I'm really not. Like, I don't, you know, I do shave things, and I wear shoes.
Okay.
You know, I'm not wearing Birkenstocks and, you know, like, I have dreadlocks, and, you know, I mean, and that's totally fine.
You have a peace sign on the back of your Volkswagen.
I do have a purple peace sign on the back of my Volkswagen, but what I'm saying is it's absolutely fantastic that, you know, there are folks like that, but I'm really just not that earthy crunchy. I'm just kind of a normal person living in suburbia trying to figure out the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And not suffer horribly. I want to have pretty skin, and I want to wear makeup, but I just don't want to use all the chemicals that other, you know.
I just get really hot and sweaty and then wash it.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a guy. You don't get it. You don't get it. Although, I don't know if you have products, Lily. I didn't look so deeply, and I didn't look for this on your site before, but skincare products for men. Like Wayne, my beloved, he always uses all my moisturizer.
Well, you know, and you know, my boyfriend does too, and it's like, it's a good thing that they do, because, you know, if we're going to keep them around, we want them looking good.
Yeah.
But we don't
wait a minute.
See?
Actually, my boyfriend for a couple of years thought his full-time job was riding his motorcycle. And, you know, we love motorcycles, but I tell you, it really takes a toll.
Oh, on your
skin.
Sure.
Yeah, because you're getting all that sun, and you're really, it's just beating down on you. It just dries out your skin. And, yeah, he needed a little emergency services after that. He really did. I mean, I was with that oil. We have a 7 facial oils that I was just, and I got that on day and night. And then yesterday, I apply it like 5 times a day when I'm just working at home. And then I went out and we had to cut down some dead elm trees, and, it just made all that dirt just stick to my face.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Then every little dust particle is like glue. Yeah,
it is. It just, you're like a magnet.
That's funny.
It to you.
Yeah, I've been, and just so you know, you'll be very proud of me. I made my own facial oil-based wash, face wash.
Oh, nice. And yeah, and we really encourage that. And, you know, people are, did we send you guys a copy of my book?
I did not.
There's
get
a book?
The book.
Really? Tell us about the book.
Yeah, tell us about
the
book.
Well, I thought that you knew that it has 100 recipes how to make your own products at home.
Oh.
And it's entitled Beauty, Health, and Happiness, A Way of Life. And I named it that because I think that beauty, health, and happiness is a way of life.
Right.
Beauty is the way you live. Health is, if you're lucky, about the way you live. And happiness is about the way you live. So that was why I named it that. And so it has rejuvenation methods, relaxation methods. Talks about things I've tried that, I guess by anybody's definition, I really am a woo-woo chick now, but I did not used to be. But, you know, it's fun because you're getting rolfed, and then next thing you know, you're taking homeo, pathic,
yep.
And then next thing you know, you're at an ashram, and then the next, and so it makes life so much more interesting.
It is.
Because you're trying out all this stuff. You know, I go to the Hare Krishna place and have lunch, and my son about dies. You know, he's, like, so scared somebody might see him walking in there. And it's like, honey, we're not converting. We're just going to have lunch.
Well, that's what I used to live up in the Berkshires, and I was just up there 2 weeks ago at Kripalu. And I had friends that lived there that were, like, dedicated to the place. And I used to just go there for the food.
Oh, they have wonderful food.
The best food.
Wonderful food. And, you know, you've got to really, I mean, I really, let's just put it this way, really appreciate just what they do and the way they do it. I mean, and I can say that about a million different religions and
practices.
And actually, I can pretty much say that about everyone. I think I really respect people who, you know, live by, I don't know, any sort of standards that they think is important. You know, it doesn't really matter that I think those are important, but that they're living by what they think is important.
True to themselves.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
To thine own self be true.
Right.
So you're farming out there and creating all this beautiful stuff, which I was saying I was using in combination for the last month with doing my face wash, which is pretty pure, and then your stuff, and I'm a pretty happy girl. But I wanted to talk about the farming thing because I think we corresponded about it a little bit, email. You know, people who aren't really going to necessarily be full-time, full-fledged farmers, but they might want to produce some of these things and learn how to do them on their own. Do you have any advice?
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, farming really is magical. I mean, you put this little seed in the ground, you give it a little water, and, you know, the next thing you know, you've got this big, beautiful fruit-producing plant. You know, I'm thinking like tomatoes. And, you know, it's really, organic farming is really relatively, simple. It's just hard work.
Right.
You know, you might have to literally be out there knocking those bugs off. Actually, when I get so aggravated, I make these, like, taco sauce little dishes for those bugs.
Oh,
and I spray them with taco sauce. And I just put together and soap and taco sauce.
Yep.
Kind of crazy combination.
Yeah.
Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But then I got so mad about those bugs. I was out there with a stick beating them off the plant. But it was actually very therapeutic.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
But, I mean, I would encourage anybody, even if you live in an apartment, you know, get a little tomato plant, something that'll produce.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because it really is kind of amazing. And it's so simple and it's so natural. It's kind of like giving birth, you know. It's the most natural thing in the world, but yet it's the most amazing.
Well, it's pretty satisfying, I'll tell you.
It is. And I don't think people, you know, really get it until, you know, they really do it. And like I said, even a tomato plant on your in your window in your apartment, but something that produces fruit, because it's just amazing, you know. And then you take it to your little kitchen and start cutting it up. Last summer, I'm sitting in here working, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm getting kind of hungry, and I'd go, oh hey, maybe I'll go out, let me see what I got in the garden.
Yeah.
I'd go out there and cut up a zucchini and just fry it in olive oil with some onions and garlic, and that was lunch.
Yeah, no, and I always wonder, like, does it really taste better, or is it just so psychological and it's so self-satisfying to pick your own food and throw it in a bowl and eat it?
Well,
maybe
I'm
both.
Thinking it really does taste better, because, I mean, because how could it, you know, be, I mean, I know corn, I'm thinking my parents used to do that. They used to just, you know, go, oh, you want corn for dinner? And they'd run outside and get it and bring it in, and I never have had corn like that, you know, it doesn't seem in my life.
Yeah, I think
you're right. And now, my tomatoes, I don't know if I've been getting the wrong varieties or what, they're just not, they're not spectacular. They've been kind of, well, just, you know, they're kind of so-so. But I think it's just the being in tune with the earth, and I think that's really, really important as we move on in kind of the space and time and life we're in now, that people really do get more and more in tune with Mother Nature, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and of course, you know, you're using herbs to create some of the formulas of what you're working with, and herbs, you know, obviously you've learned some herbal wisdom, or you've gathered some herbal wisdom, and that there is a rhythm to all of that that so many of us have lost touch with, because we're not planting and, you know, learning. And whenever I do, I have gardens. I have not been very successful lately with my herbs and vegetables. But that's a whole other story.
That's your sunshine factor.
I know.
The issue that you have.
I know. But up on the deck, I did some beautiful tomatoes.
Good.
Wayne and I had a little funny tomato contest one year. Because I had done seedlings, and they really were rather pathetic. I had done them late, and they looked kind of sad and small. And I planted them in the big planter, and I'm like, you know, go, seeds, go. And Wayne said, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm going to go buy some that are already started, because yours are just too small. And so we had this little thing, and I'm going to confess, I actually sort of, I wouldn't say I prayed, but I gave them energy every day. I actually meditated and sort of put my hands over them and gave them energy. And I said, okay, little guys, come on, let's go. Now, I know you're going to, Scott is about to fall off his chair laughing at me.
I saw his eyes rolling.
See?
Hey,
but
see? You know,
I want to tell you that he had these giant plants he started. Mine were like 2 inches high. And that my thing became like a sea monster on the deck.
A sea monster.
It was just all over the place. And
well, and you know, it's funny. You know, people, okay, here we go, woo again. But, you know, people laugh at you for that kind of thing and think you're silly. But the truth is, the entire planet Earth is vibrational. And when you walk into a party, as an example, or your friend's house, you, and whether you're conscious of it at that moment on that day is debatable, but you know that you know what the vibe is the minute you walk through that door.
That's true.
Wow, this is a fun party. Whoa.
Or, oh, just, God, I've got to get out of here.
Which is more and more often
these days.
Right, right. People just aren't as fun as they used to be. Have you noticed that, too? But is it true? And it's vibrations. It yep. is. And everybody, everything on this planet is vibrational. I mean, that's a physical fact. That's it sounds like woo-woo talk, but it really is a
no,
fact.
I'm telling you, that experiment, and Wayne was completely converted. He stopped laughing at me. He said, oh, because it was mm-hmm. so obvious that my plants were so much
you
happier
showed him, didn't
and
you?
Productive. Yeah, it was kind of fun, actually. But what was nice is, I mean, he's a pretty tough guy to convince of any of this kind of stuff, and he was 100% like, okay, I concede. You should do that to all our plants.
Yeah, it really, well, you know, and plants, I mean, of course they're far removed from children, but in the sense that they need love, they need nutrients, they need nurturing, they need, you know, you've got to give them what they need.
All living creatures need that stuff.
Yeah, your cat, your dog, your plants, everything, yeah, so...
Well, I just am thrilled with the work you're doing, and I encourage people to check out Lily Organics Fresh Skincare and go. What's the website?
It's just lilyorganics.com.
Lilyorganics.com. It's up on our Facebook page. We're putting it in our playlist here. You know, go read about what Lily's up to out there. It's very inspiring stuff, and my face is very happy.
It's glowing.
It's glowing, see?
Make your face happy.
Make your face happy. So thanks for taking the time to call
well,
in, Lily.
Thank you guys. You've been a lot of fun.
And we'll stay in touch and talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, so I just love talking farmer talk. I just... I so dig farmers. Like, I'm so impressed with people who can really do that. I'm sure I couldn't. I'd like to, but I...
Well, that is our hope here, and that's my hope, that everybody takes the time to do a window box. It doesn't matter. Grow something especially,
yeah.
especially if you can do a little greenhouse come February, March.
Yeah.
Just put it in your window. It's good for the seasonal disorder
well,
issues,
since we're
too.
Almost in April, you know.
Well, I've been telling you. Now it's time to get ready for your garden. You got to uncover that space. Of course, it snowed here again the other day.
I know.
I mean, come on, winter.
Well, it snowed yesterday. We had another couple of inches.
Yeah, it's sad. But, you know, actually, some farmers mm-hmm. like this snow, this late-season snow. It's good. It helps with the fields, believe it or not. But the issue is for those who are getting ready to do their spring gardens, it's time now to uncover that plot and let the sun hit it, let it get some warmth.
Because you want
that soil.
Down?
You put the compost down before March.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oops.
You got to turn it in. As soon you know, you have to have it laid out in the fall.
Oh no!
Yes,
I
and then you turn
it in
and
the spring.
Apparently,
I'm wrong.
Two different things. Okay. You got to uncover that plot now. Let the sun get on it because you want the soil temperature to come up.
Okay.
Okay. Once the soil temperature is up, then you turn in your compost.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Meg.
I know.
I'll come out. We'll get it all set.
You know, but what's funny is I'm good at plants outside, but I kill houseplants pretty regularly. What is that about? I've got some.
Did you give him a hug?
You know, I've not been hugging them lately.
That's why.
Yeah, why?
I mean, seriously.
I don't know why I'm not good at the houseplant thing.
Well, houseplants take a beating. Really, think about it. I mean, do you keep them really watered?
Yeah, but it's also by the heat. But the window
by
happens
the
to be by
heat.
The dry heat.
Right.
So I try.
It's like desert conditions.
Now,
you're
see, my
them
brother
in.
Doug,
seriously.
Who was in here before, he's like a green thumb. He has houseplants that are like 20 years old.
Yeah, but what, though?
What houseplant's
20 years old?
No, I'm serious. He's got like a pineapple. He's got a fica tree. He's got a pineapple.
You can't kill a fica.
He's got an orange tree in his living room.
An orange tree in his living room?
I'm not
Is
kidding.
That what he told you it was?
Yeah. I know. No, he's a good boy. And he gave me an avocado, because he just plants everything. He starts everything. He gave me an avocado plant, and I think I killed it. I was like, happy Christmas. Oops, it was part of my Christmas present. So anyway, yeah, we got to get started with, I've been thinking about all that stuff, and I'm behind, not doing seedlings right now. But you know who's been, Jamie Harrison up in Connecticut's been, right. You know, sending me stuff, trying to get me on board. And I didn't print it out, but you know.
What, on the Jamie train? What?
The Jamie train, yeah, he's got all kinds of information about all this stuff.
Well, he should be one of our correspondents.
I keep telling him.
Come on.
You know, he's not calling.
Okay. Well, some people are just amazingly busy.
He is.
And we have been amazingly busy for those who have missed us. past week or two when we
well, I've been coughing up hairballs
yes,
for 2 weeks.
Yes, you've been coughing up a lung or two.
You know, you've heard me in the background here trying.
And there's an awful lot going on. So it's just that time of year and everybody's in the same boat. And you can't always get to the show this time of night. So
thank God we got the podcast.
Thank God we have podcasts.
And you can either subscribe to iTunes.
Pick your favorite, listen to it again and again.
And listen to it again and again. Or you can go to our archive page.
Archive. On Facebook?
Yeah. No, our archive page on our website, thegreendivas.com.
Thegreendivas?
Mm-hmm.
.com?
.com.
.com.
And I've also created a new schedule page. I'm sorry, I have to take the Ricola out of my mouth. It just doesn't work. I can't. I mean,
there you go.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
spitting on the air.
Trying to do it all. Anyway, I did create a new schedule page because we have a full schedule right into June. Next week, okay, by the way, last week we were supposed to have our green card dude, John Volker.
Yes.
And thankfully, he has really made himself available to us and been very generous with his time. So we're rescheduling him for April 21st. I don't know. Is that Earth Day? Isn't Earth Day usually like the 21st or the 22nd?
Yeah.
So, but he's got,
that's
said
a good thing.
It's the New York Auto Show that week. So he's all excited because he'll have all kinds of new fun things to report. Next week we have Woody Tash, founder of Slow Money and author of Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money, Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered. And when he says fertility, I wonder, does he mean, you know, like female fertility or the earth? I think he means
well,
the
it's
earth.
The same thing.
But it probably
drop
is
a seed,
relative, yeah.
It grows. We're all set.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm just being silly. But
he's biology.
He's got a lot going on, and I'm really fascinated by this whole slow money concept, which is really about investing in, you know, in smaller doses in local economies, in businesses that are growing food for regional resources and yeah, things like that, which I think we have to get back to. You know, creating strong regional. What's the matter? You gave me the finger.
John's chatting me, Mr. Volker.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, what's he say?
Hey, John. Meanwhile, we've gone silent there.
Yes.
Anyway, I think Green Diva Lisa will be in the studio next week. So I think we have a lot going on. Please check the schedule online. And thank you for joining us for another hour of fun. Have a great green week. Any last words there, Scotty?
Good night. I'm exhausted. What a week this has been.
It ends
with snow for us for the end of our, you know, our production week as it is. But, you know, really, we had a beautiful sunset tonight.
We did. It's not. I like
summer's
the daylight
coming.
Savings thing.
Yeah, well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Hour. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit thegreendivas.com.